Hello, good morning, welcome to Co-op Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Clem Chambers, founder and CEO of ADVFN. And we're looking at Bitcoin trading down about 5% today. What's your feel on Bitcoin, and just update our viewers on what's going on and why we've seen a little bit of a pullback?
A little bit, it's crashed. It's crashed because the thing about Bitcoin is the cost of transaction is quite high. And there's a schism between people who believe in Bitcoin, those that believe it should be currency, and those that believe it should be a store of wealth. Now, the people in control of Bitcoin, the developers, believe it should be a store of wealth. So transferring, I don't know, 10 grand to buy a house, or that would be like nice, wouldn't it? Say 100 grand to buy a house, it doesn't matter that it costs £5 to do that transaction because it's a big transaction. Now, if you want to buy a cup of coffee, you simply can't with the Bitcoin because it costs you $3, $4, $5, depending on, you know, where the market is at any time, mm-hmm. to actually do that transaction. So it doesn't work as a small change currency. Now, to go and try to fix that, various people in the various Bitcoin communities have come up with different Bitcoins. So there's a Bitcoin Cash, there's a Bitcoin Gold, and there's actually dozens and dozens of pseudo Bitcoin fakes that have different parameters to them. But the master Bitcoin, the one that we all know and love, can't do a huge amount of transactions. Every 12 minutes, it can do about 4,000 transactions, and those transactions cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a change to Bitcoin, what's called a fork, a new Bitcoin was going to come out, and that was cancelled. And a lot of money went from that coin, or that would-be coin, into Bitcoin Cash, which is a cheaper version of Bitcoin. You could think of it as silver to Bitcoin's gold. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin Cash, which you can do small, low-cost transactions with, shot through the roof by 400% over the weekend. And that took gas, so to speak, out of the main Bitcoin. Quite a few big Bitcoin owners sold their Bitcoins to get Bitcoin Cash. And that's why the price went like that over mm-hmm. the weekend. That's purely a technical argument. I mean, Bitcoin is, you know, new. It will change. Things will happen. There will be forks. There will be crashes. And there will be rallies like we've seen over the last few months. But if you believe in it, Bitcoin is probably going to go to 20, 30, 40, $100,000 a coin. And as a store of wealth, that works perfectly. And so, you know, that the believers believe, well, you know, this some kind of thing will happen, but Bitcoin will go a long way up from here. And there is a huge amount of room for other coins below the master Bitcoin. Ethereum is an example, and that's a completely different idea. It's basically a programming language with a Bitcoin attached. And there are Monero, and there's actually 1,200 different altcoins, as they're called, and they are all trying to fill a vacuum. And that vacuum is the vacuum of something new being created, but also a lack of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, America, for example, has $6 billion less money than they have government bonds. And I think there's just a general shortage of money in the world. And on top of there being a shortage of money, which might sound strange, but, you know, literally a shortage of cash, there's also cash has been made less useful and therefore being devalued because you can't use it like you used to. You can't buy a car with a pile of £20 notes anymore. You can't go into certain shops in Europe. In fact, in many places in Europe, you can't spend more than $2,000 in cash. It's just illegal. You're not allowed to do it. You can't go in and say, oh, I like that Rolex watch. Here's $5,000 in cash. They say, sorry, so we can't take more than 2,000 euros in cash for any transaction. So cash is not what it used to be because of all the laws that are out there. So even though there might be X amount of cash, that cash is less useful. And that means you need more cash to do things with. And the governments aren't producing it. This is not a new thing. Back in the day, back in the 1800s, there wasn't enough small change and people made their own. Copper farthings and copper pennies were made by the private sector in around 1800 and also in around 1650 as well in the UK. And token coinage has been a common thing because governments just have in the past not been bothered to actually make enough money for people to use. And we might just be back there with all the central bank QE, etc., where there's simply not enough money supply, practical money supply, that's good and easy to use. And Bitcoin, for ADVFN, has been an extremely good currency to take from people. When they had the hurricane in Florida and all the banks were evacuated, some of our clients there were paying in Bitcoin. And it was a better money to pay in for us as well as them, because they could pay right now, and 3 minutes later we could get that money, and that money wasn't going to go anywhere. If someone paid with a credit card, for example, they can always ring up their credit card 2 months later and say, it wasn't me, I didn't do that, reverse that charge, and we'd lose that money. So credit card payment is really quite risky for us. And if you do it via bank, it takes 3 days to show up. So if someone says, I'll buy the advertising, run it tonight, we can't do that because we have to get the money, or know we're going to get the money. With Bitcoin, we get it. So Bitcoin is actually a better kind of money for the sort of transaction like an advertising campaign where someone might spend $10,000. And in a hurricane, when the banks can't even transfer it to you, it's definitely better money because people's mobile phones, now they do work in a hurricane, generally speaking, unless the hurricane's right on top of you. So Bitcoin as a means of transaction is actually a very good kind of money. Now, Bitcoin is perfect for big transactions like $10,000 advertising campaign. It's totally useless for a cup of coffee. And that's where all these other coins, the Bitcoin Cashes, the Litecoins, which is why it's called Litecoin, the Moneros, the other 1,000 Bitcoin-style cryptocurrencies could be of great use in the future. And any one of those that actually does get traction in the small transaction space will become incredibly valuable. And if you had £1,000 of that, and you picked the right winner there, you could easily end up with, you know, £1 million worth of that in 5 years. And that's one of the games. By the way, I've got a book about Bitcoin coming out tomorrow on Amazon on Kindle that shows you how to trade all this stuff. And I've been just making a lot of money trading these altcoins. And this shows you how I've been doing it. And it's great fun. I had one coin, which I can't say what it's called because it's a very rude word, and it's the rude word for poop. It's a poop coin, and I bought $78 worth of it in July, and I sold it on Friday for just shy of $600. And if you can buy a poop coin and make 600% profit, it shows you the potential of the crypto market and, you know, why it's such an exciting place to be. And I say you can read all about it on my book on Kindle. It's coming out tomorrow. No later than Wednesday, and you can see how to get going and how to trade it.
Well, good stuff. Well, Clem, on that note, well, it goes to show where there's muck, there's brass. Good luck with the book, and thank you very much for joining us here on Core Finance.
Thank you, Matt.